Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Got about 25 more minutes of this program here on AFR. Thank you for listening. Tim with Fred. Fred Jackson is here with me. And now Steve Paisley-Jordahl
joins
us. Good morning. Got that?
I got the Paisley on today.
Rocking the Paisley shirt.
I am.
For people who want to get an idea of Steve's fashion statement, you can look now at Facebook Live.
Yep.
Just type in Today's Issues, Facebook Live. And do we need to turn the camera? You can see the Paisley. So you can check
you
that
don't
out.
You want to do too. It'll hurt the camera if you get too close. Also, we had some guests come by today, and when I came out, they just pointed at my shirt and kind of laughed at me because they've been hearing you talk about my shirt, and I'm really wearing it, so they were surprised. They didn't really do that. Kind people.
You can also look at nice it people. at our streaming website, streaming.afa.net. Streaming. If you don't want to go to Facebook, go to streaming.afa.net. That's what we own and operate, our own streaming service, streaming.afa.net, and you can access many shows that we do here on AFR.
I'm going to ask our people if they can't also just go ahead and buy the domain streaming.afa.net so that you don't have to give that disclaimer all the time.
Duly noted.
It would yes, you know,
that would help.
They want.
That would help.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Hey, some interesting news coming out of our nation's capital regarding January 6th.
Indeed. You remember the QAnon shaman from the January 6th riot at the Capitol? He's the guy with the horns and the flag.
And he has a name, Steve.
His name is Jacob Chansley.
He's not the QAnon shaman.
Well, if I said
that's
Jacob,
what people, I know that's how people know him as.
If I said Jacob Chansley's been released to half
right,
the audience,
I know,
be going,
I agree.
Well, what? So anyway, the QAnon shaman, his name is Jacob Chansley. He has been released from custody from prison 14 months early. He's been moved to a halfway house. Now, I haven't read all the way through this, but I can guess what happened here. There is detailed reports about exculpatory evidence that would have either cleared him or helped in his defense that was not given to his lawyers. That is a big, big no-no in law. We just had a discussion the other day about the Brady law. This was a Brady violation. They did not follow the Brady Act. So,
you know, well, and I wonder to the extent we know the fiasco of the January 6th commission run by Democrats and two Republicans that hated Donald Trump. We know that it was just a big show, that evidence was withheld. They only played videos that made people look bad, all that sort of thing. And I've got to bet of the several hundred people that now have been indicted in connection with January 6th, those trials, the way things have gone, I hope I live to see the day when there's vindication for a lot of these people. Some of these people have been held in jail cells without their day in court.
Well, I hope you live that long, too, because we'd like you around unless you know something, because
no.
You're not an old man, but they've been there a long time.
Well, and some are being sentenced up to 7-8 years in prison. I think... Overall, this is probably a travesty of justice that's going on here, folks. I'd love to ask Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, are there any Black Lives Matter people that have been sentenced to 7 years in prison
for the riots
that followed George Floyd? I'm not aware of any.
No, these people are being extraordinarily punished.
Yes.
The January 6th, because of who they are.
Yes.
And
where they're being tried.
That's exactly right. And nobody's covered this better, in my opinion. Maybe somebody's covered it as good as our own Sandy Rios.
Yes.
Sandy, retired from her daily show here on AFR. Jenna Ellis does an excellent job. She took over that slot from 7 to 8 in the morning Central Time. But Sandy has three podcasts a week. on our that exclusively on AFR. So go to the AFR.net website, and you can listen to Sandy's shows. They're now podcasts, but Sandy's been covering this for a long time. But
I also have to wonder, Tim, this gentleman that's been released, the shaman, remember what Tucker Carlson did just a couple of weeks ago? Showed video?
Mm. Oh, yeah. He needs...
Of him being escorted by Capitol Police. They were kind of showing him around like he's a tourist.
Yeah, and that was withheld from his attorney.
Yes.
Exactly.
It makes you wonder what else was withheld from attorneys. Well, here's the thing. Jacob Chansley is a fellow's name, the QAnon shaman. That's how people know him as. He's been released today, 14 months early, because of the reason Steve cited. His we all saw the video. He owes his thanks to really Tucker Carlson,
yes,
at Fox News, and to Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, for releasing these video tapes. I'm thinking, Fred, Steve, just so we can show solidarity with the QAnon shaman, that I'm calling all men to dress like him on Monday.
I was just wondering why we didn't see a bunch of those costumes at Halloween.
That'd give people time to find the horns.
Mm-hmm. We could do that.
And huh?
You don't want to see me without a shirt. He doesn't have a shirt on. So
I'll say amen to that.
it might be a modified costume.
Yeah, he's a pretty guy's pretty fit.
I think so.
Okay, he's pretty fit. All right. Anyway, that's breaking news. The QAnon shaman has been released. Hopefully this will expedite at least get people before a judge and trial or whatever they need to do, because you're right, Fred, a lot of them are just being held.
Yes.
You know, all right, next story.
All right. The never-ending pandemic, the COVID disease that never seems to end, the restrictions and the shots and the vaccines. Guess what? We're finding, no surprise to anybody in this room, I'm sure, there's a lot of vaccine fatigue going around, according to the American Medical Association.
You need a vaccine for that?
World Health
for vaccine fatigue.
There is no vaccine for vaccine fatigue.
There's not?
No, it's a pill.
Well, we need to have Operation Warp Speed 2 then.
There you go.
We're going to need a vaccine for vaccine fatigue.
Yeah, according to the WHO, it's not just in America.
Is that a radio station?
WHO. WHO in Chicago.
I think they're in Des Moines.
They might be. The World Health Organization, or as Fred always talks about, the WHO, which brings all kinds of music to my mind.
Right. Yes.
But so this is what they found. When the vaccine first came out, September 1 of 2022, by September 1st of 2022, it's almost a year ago, 79.2% of Americans had gotten at least one dose of vaccine. 68% had completed all of their vaccines and boosters and everything.
You mean a second round?
A second round, okay, or whatever, by September 1 of 2022, however many they were supposed to take. As of March the 21st, 2023, my birthday, by the way, only 16.4% of Americans were current with their boosters. They're just not taking them.
That's disappointing.
Are you? Is it?
Mm-hmm. They're, huh?
You know what? It's not vaccine fatigue. It's truth.
Yeah.
The truth has come out. The CDC cannot tell the American public any longer that if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID.
Right.
They can't say that. They can no longer say that if you get the booster, don't worry about it, you won't get COVID. Oh, by the way, if you get the vaccine, you won't spread it to anybody else. They can't say that. So here's what's happened. The truth has come out on all of this. And the American people are saying, no, not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Right. Also, COVID is still out there, because I know three people right now who are sick from COVID. But you know what they got? They're at home and they're like got the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And give them about 3 or 4 days and they'll be back. It's not dangerous. Like it was
as dangerous.
Huh?
As dangerous.
Right. You remember early on when what was the second? Well, was it the first and second wave where the virus was going to people's lungs? Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what was killing people.
Yeah. Yes.
Is the virus was going to the lungs, and it's not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, in these subsequent variants.
Yes.
See, I missed my call. I should have gone to medical school. I knew it. But that C in chemistry killed me. Second semester in college, huh? They wouldn't
do it.
Wouldn't even take my application after that. Anyway, so this is the report is Americans in general. This is not liberal Democrats or Republicans, conservatives. This is Americans in general have vaccine fatigue. I think it's a combination of what you said, Fred. Now, they did switch up the messaging on the COVID vaccine shot. Remember when Biden said, if you take the vaccine, you won't get COVID? Well, that quickly became obvious that that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
So then they switched to change the goalpost. They moved the goalpost. Yep. They changed to, oh, take the vaccine shot and you won't have a serious illness because of COVID. That was kind of hard to prove or disprove. Mm-hmm. And also it didn't factor in, well, what if people have already had COVID and have had antibodies, you know, natural antibodies. And so anyway, as the virus lessened in its potency,
yes,
then people began to say, you know, there's really not much benefit in me getting a experimental COVID vaccine shot when I can. If I get COVID, I just get COVID. And, you know, the vast, vast, vast majority of people today,
yes,
are just sick for a few days and then they're back to health.
According to the study that we're talking about here, COVID fatigue itself, they're tired of the
hearing
pandemic,
about it.
Hearing about it. The levels, high levels of pandemic fatigue, plus, and this is key, low trust in medical institutions, governments, and vaccinations.
Yes.
A common thread.
Yes.
Low trust.
Low trust. We do not trust.
Who have the American people lost confidence in besides Roger Daltrey?
Raise your hand out there if you. I see you, Joe. I see you, Susan. I see us. Like, you remember that kindergarten show? Yeah. A lot of people. And Roger Daltrey.
Well, Dr. Fauci. I mean, his
Dr. Fauci's credibility has been harmed?
Yes.
Down
the tubes. And also, we've also learned that we don't have to give the shots to little 5 and 6-year-olds. You know, they're not vulnerable to this. And so, the science and truth has caught up to all the scare tactics.
Yeah.
And people are just saying, don't want to be part of that.
Well, I will say this. I think people, most Americans are fair-minded, and early on, and by early, I'm going to define it as the first 6 months of the pandemic, there were a lot of unknowns. And I think a lot of people who made bad calls and bad judgments and bad recommendations, I'm talking about political leaders and medical leaders too, that at the time they thought it was the right thing to do, okay? not having gone through a pandemic before. But after that, after 6 months to a year, it became obvious that this was as much or more about political control of people's lives than it was about public health.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then the whole one of the saddest chapters in our country's history, I'm going to put this probably a top 20. I don't know. I'd have to go through the list. Was the forced vaccine mandates. That was immoral and wrong. And that more than anything proved that a lot of these power hungry politicians, most of them Democrats, wanted just to be dictators of health. This is so.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it, you know, here's the argument that was never refuted. Okay. When you're going to say, okay, you must get a experimental COVID vaccine shot or you lose your job.
Yes.
Okay. That's the choice that millions of Americans were given.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
And so that's what I'm calling immoral and wrong. But then we learn that when you say, okay, here's the argument that I could never find a good refutation to. Is refutation a word?
It is.
Okay. I'm rolling this week. It's like 10 for 10 on 50-50 words.
We're going to release the
reputation.
Yep.
You hear that, people? Use that today sometime. All right, so here's the argument I never heard refuted to my satisfaction. You say to me, you must get the COVID vaccine shot or else. And I say, why? So you don't spread COVID. And you go, well, that's not true. People who have the COVID vaccine shot spread COVID as much as anybody. Okay, well then, so give me another reason. Well, so you don't harm others. I'm not harming others. I'm the one taking the risk. Mm-hmm. Even if you believe the COVID vaccine shot is somehow beneficial to me, that's my choice. So by not getting the COVID vaccine shot, I'm not doing anybody any harm.
That's right.
Except maybe, as you would say, put myself at potential risk. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the COVID vaccine shot was experimental. It was called Operation Warp Speed, for goodness sakes.
That's right.
They bypassed so many tests that they would have otherwise done. And listen, again, and people may disagree with me on this. I don't have a big conspiratorial or sinister view of the vaccine process itself. I think at the time that the pharmaceutical companies, I know they made bank on the vaccine shot, but they didn't create the virus.
No.
Okay. But they were told, the big pharmaceutical companies were told, okay, this is a immediate crisis, and we must, so do what you can to have a answer as soon as possible. Mm. And everybody thought, well, it's the vaccine shot.
Yeah.
We were all hopeful.
Yes.
That was the answer, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Then we quickly learned it wasn't.
Nope.
And so the idea that you would force somebody to get something that is experimental and not time tested, you know, most of all these other vaccines took 10 years
yes.
to be approved,
mm-hmm.
and they've been proven to work.
Yes.
Okay. This one.
No.
Again, I don't have a problem with. I know Ed got it and Ray got it. The vaccine shot when it came out, because a lot of people got it who didn't, they thought, well, this will help prevent me from getting sick. But then it turned out not to be true.
Yes.
So I could, back to the whole point of that article right there. We post that article on our website, Brent, on our Facebook page for today's issues. If Americans have a vaccine fatigue, they're not getting it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Are the same companies and government governments are they requiring? In other words, the federal government. Remember, they had a mandate: you must get the COVID vaccine shot or else. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even for our military.
Yes.
Let me ask you this: is that still in? Are they still having to get boosted every 6 months or whatever?
You'd know about the military. I don't know of any other. As far as government employees, I think they backed off that.
Why?
I'm going to look it up. Well,
there's also lawsuits.
The pandemic is over.
That going through the courts for healthcare workers, forcing nurses, that sort of thing, to get vaccine shot. So there's a number of cases. But I want to go back to the fatigue factor. It was also the hypocrisy of the Democrats who were pushing mandatory vaccines, masks, all that sort of thing. And then we see them down in Florida at bars with no mask on. Like AOC, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Governor Whitmer of Michigan, I had to go down and look after my aged mother down in Florida, but she was seen down there with no mask. This was what, and then Gavin Newsom going to the parties, and Nancy Pelosi making her hair salon open up for her.
Yeah. Rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah.
And listen, the mask, Dr. Fauci was right. when this first was released, and he said, you can put a mask, I'm paraphrasing now, but remember Dr. Fauci famously said,
yeah,
you can put a mask on if you want to, if it makes you feel better, but it's not going to stop the virus from spreading. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
That was the real truth.
Yes. And then he changed his mind.
The federal employee vaccine mandate was put on hold by a federal court, and even as of last week, last Thursday, an appeals court en banc upheld the stay of that. So they're not under a mandate right now of the court, the federal employees.
Right. Yeah. Well, now is Biden still trying to make people mask up on airplanes?
No.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know what Biden's saying, but the FAA is not anymore.
Well, I know, but the FAA, you better look that up.
I have flown in the last month.
No. I'm not saying masks are required on airplanes any longer. We know that when that was reversed by the court, but remember, like the day or two after that, the Biden administration challenged that in federal court to say, no, we want the mask mandate put back in. And I never did hear a resolution on that in court. Steve?
I'm looking.
Look up Captain Google's answer on that. You got something on that?
Well, Biden, this is as of January 17th of 2023.
Yeah.
The Biden administration wanted to bring back mask mandates onto flights. They argued in court, I don't believe.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want Biden wants people to have to mask up on. Let me tell you, you're gonna lose a lot of liberal voters if you keep that up, huh? On that deal there. Anyway, all right, we got 2 minutes, Steve. Have you got anything in your other stack that
I think you, I it, might.
Got any Babylon Bee stuff?
Let me
you had some funny Babylon Bee stuff yesterday.
My favorite news outlet is getting these headlines. Putin has surrendered. Immediately, he surrendered after U.S. airdropped Nashville police officers onto the battlefield. These are the ones that responded to the school shooting.
Putin surrendered,
Putin,
you say?
Sorry,
after Nashville
so
police
good.
Officers?
They
yeah.
were good.
Yeah. they were. If you haven't watched that body cam footage of those police officers entering that school in Nashville, folks, and you want to see how these guys operated, and it just renews my confidence in the
also police. Disney's been laying off people.
Oh yeah, by the thousands.
Yeah, after the massive Disney layoff, Snow White is down to three dwarfs.
Bada boom. That's a Babylon Bee.
Yes,
those guys are comedic geniuses. Snow White's down
doing.
To what?
Three dwarfs.
It's been laid off. Huh?
Yeah. It must be fun at their story meetings.
Disney laid off. How many dwarfs were?
Seven.
Seven.
Snow White
right.
and seven dwarfs.
That's right. I wonder which one's got the axe.
Oh, I bet they say it here. I'll bring that to you Monday.
Hey, okay. Grumpy, you're gone.
He's gone.
That's going to make him grumpier, Brid. If he lost his job being a Snow White dwarf, I don't even think. You know, now, the woke crowd will soon demand that we can't have dwarfs anymore.
That's right.
Huh?
Grumpy, sleepy, dopey, and sneezy were let go.
Oh, well.
Happy, bashful, and Doc have remained.
All right.
They need to get unionized.
Not at Starbucks, you're not. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.